Chapter 25. The Sabbatic Year. Yahweh said to Moses in Mount Sinai,
"Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to Yahweh. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to Yahweh. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. What grows of itself in your harvest you shall not reap, and the grapes of your undressed vine you shall not gather. It shall be a year of solemn rest for the land. The Sabbath of the land shall be for food for you, for yourself, for your servant, for your maid, for your hired servant, and for your stranger who lives as a foreigner with you, for your livestock also, and for the animals that are in your land. Shall all its increase be for food."
The Year of Jubilee.
You shall count off 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, and there shall be to you the days of 7 Sabbaths of years, even 49 years. Then you shall sound the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land. You shall make the 50th year holy, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee to you, and each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall not sow, neither reap that which grows of itself, nor gather from the undressed vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat of its increase out of the field.
Return of property.
In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. If you sell anything to your neighbor, or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor. According to the number of years of the crops he shall sell to you, according to the length of the years you shall increase its price, and according to the shortness of the years you shall diminish its price. For he is selling the number of the crops to you. You shall not wrong one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am Yahweh your God.
The Blessing of Obedience.
Therefore you shall do my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them, and you shall dwell in the land in safety. The land shall yield its fruit, and you shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. If you said, "What shall we eat the 7th year?" Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing on you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for the 3 years. You shall sow the 8th year, and eat of the fruits, the old store, until the 9th year, until its fruits come in. You shall eat the old store.
The Law of Redemption.
The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. for you are strangers and live as foreigners with me. In all the land of your possession, you shall grant a redemption for the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells some of his possessions, then his kinsman who is next to him shall come and redeem that which his brother has sold. If a man has no one to redeem it, and he becomes prosperous and finds sufficient means to redeem it, then let him reckon the years since its sale, and restore the surplus to the man to whom he sold it, and he shall return to his property. But if he isn't able to get it back for himself, then what he has sold shall remain in the hand of him who has bought it until the year of Jubilee, and in the Jubilee it shall be released, and he shall return to his property. If a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it has been sold. For a full year he shall have the right of redemption. If it isn't redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be made sure in perpetuity to him who bought it throughout his generations. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall around them shall be reckoned with the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee. Nevertheless, the cities of the Levites, the houses in the cities of their possession, the Levites may redeem at any time. The Levites may redeem the house that was sold, and the city of his possession, and it shall be released in the Jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession.
Redemption of the poor.
If your brother has become poor, and his hand can't support him among you, then you shall uphold him. He shall live with you like an alien and a temporary resident. Take no interest from him or profit, but fear your God, that your brother may live among you. You shall not lend him your money at interest, nor give him your food for profit. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God.
Redemption of bondmen.
If your brother has grown poor among you and sells himself to you, you shall not make him to serve as a slave. As a hired servant and as a temporary resident, he shall be with you. He shall serve with you until the year of Jubilee. Then he shall go out from you, he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family and to the possession of his fathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves. You shall not rule over him with harshness, but shall fear your God. As for your male and your female slaves, whom you may have, of the nations that are around you, from them you may buy male and female slaves. Moreover, of the children of the aliens who live among you, of them you may buy, and of their families who are with you, which they have conceived in your land, and they will be your property. you may make them an inheritance for your children after you, to hold for a possession. Of them may you take your slaves forever. But over your brothers, the children of Israel, you shall not rule, one over another, with harshness.
Redemption of servants.
If an alien or temporary resident with you becomes rich, and your brother beside him has grown poor, and sells himself to the stranger or foreigner living among you, or to a member of the stranger's family, after he is sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any who is a close relative to him of his family may redeem him, or if he has grown rich, he may redeem himself. He shall reckon with him who bought him from the year that he sold himself to him to the year of Jubilee, and the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant, shall he be with him. If there are yet many years, according to them, he shall give back the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. If there remain but a few years to the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him. According to his years of service, he shall give back the price of his redemption. As a servant hired year by year, shall he be with him. He shall not rule with harshness over him in your sight. If he isn't redeemed by these means, then he shall be released in the year of Jubilee, he and his children with him. For to me, the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your God.